The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Good evening to you. It's Mark Hagney sitting in for Ivan Yates. We're going to turn now to these comments made in the Dáil Chamber by Deputy Noel Grealish. He was questioning the Taoiseach about money being sent from Ireland to Nigeria. Have a listen to this.
This money leaving the country, which is averaging out at just over 1 billion euro per year, is not the proceeds. And I know a lot of it, Taoiseach, and an awful lot of it is genuine money, but I just want to ensure and a commitment from your government that there's proper controls in place. Money being transferred over there without proper controls or managing needs to stop, Taoiseach. And Taoiseach, the question I'm asking to you is, what controls are put in place to ensure that all this money is proper paid and tax is properly paid on it, and the Taoiseach? That's the question I'm asking, that the proper controls put in place.
Your constituents know that.
Thanks, thanks, Deputy. I'll treat your question as a genuine one, and I'd only say two things. First of all, if you have any evidence whatsoever, that anyone is sending money abroad that isn't theirs, do pass it on to us, and we'll have it checked into. And secondly, I'll get you a detailed reply from the Department of Finance and Revenue Commissioners as to what controls are in place. But I'm pretty confident that there are a lot of controls in place around money laundering. You can barely open a bank account in Ireland without ID. You know?
And I'm joined now on the line by Hazel Chew, who's the Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Good afternoon, Hazel Chew. Thank you very much for taking the call. It's safe to say I didn't actually see the footage. I've heard it a couple of times, but just listening to the Taoiseach's reaction, it's obvious that this came from left field. And I won't say that he was caught on the hop, but I think he was a bit surprised. And as indicated by his answer in that, oh, well, I'll take this question as being a serious one. Were you shocked at what he said or the randomness of it? Or do you think there's any justification whatsoever for what Noel Grealish said?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on. So I think it is a shock. It's quite surprising. It's a surprising question. And the way that he decided to put it is also surprising, because if it was a question that he wanted genuine answers for, he could have put it through parliamentary questions. There was other methods for him instead of grandstanding and standing up and asking it there in the chamber.
Oh, so okay. Can I stop you there? Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to, follow on from what you've just said there. So could he have phrased it differently? And then it would have been a valid question, do you think?
I think there is no... Well, I don't think his intentions would have been to phrase it any differently, to be honest. And this is what I would actually push back on. Why was he asking the question? And why was he putting it in such a way as well? So, and I watched a clip a couple of times at this stage, and I think what was the substance of the question shouldn't have been allowed in the first place. So I know the Taoiseach was taking it as a general question, but when he moved away from the various countries, at first he was pointing to different countries sending money abroad, but then he specifically zoned in on a particular area that he had previously commented on that got him into trouble.
So he had previous in this area. He has previous in this area.
Well, and this is the thing, like, we shouldn't just judge people on what they've said previously, but it, because the last, 2 months ago, he said something and then he hadn't apologised, he hadn't said anything else, and next thing you know, he's up in the chamber talking about Nigerians sending money home and whether that money was legal or not, or got legally, insinuating that there was a crime perhaps in behind it. And again, it goes back to his initial assertions from the beginning that there are migrants coming over here illegally and trading illegally. And I think that's wrong. So I think it's wrong to stand up there and claim that unless you have specific evidence, as the Taoiseach said, to back it up.
Okay, do you think that he was making an overtly racist slur and that he was using Dáil protection to get away with it?
I don't think he was. I can't speak for what Deputy Grealish intended to do. But what I do see from what I saw from the clips and heard is that there was particularly grandstanding to it, and there was theatrics to it. And this is unfortunately where our politics are going to. They're going towards quite a racist undertone, yes, and it's being stirred on by particular groups, but it becomes this theater that people kind of buy into. It's almost like clickbait, so online, and it has to stop. when did we turn into US or UK when politicians are allowed to say whatever they want and not back it up with
Hazel, racist is a very loaded pejorative word. Maybe the man was just being ignorant and stupid.
It could well be. And this is why I say I can't claim what his intentions are. And I'm not about to label him as a racist.
Well, you're
or
a politician.
Else, but I do think the playbook he's operating from is quite dangerous.
Okay, when you say playbook, do you think this is a play for votes, given that there's likely to be a general election very soon?
I think it's a play for votes, but also it's a play on the sentiments that's been gathering around anti-immigration, around direct provision, and you can see it around the country as well, where rhetoric is spread and people are rallying behind these issues.
Okay.
And this is what I think Deputy Grealish is unfortunately going towards as well.
Okay, no justification for the remarks and a coarsening of public discourse, yes?
I don't think so. No, not without specific data and research, as the Taoiseach asked there. So, and again, Mark, I think we need to also look at the fact that the claim is that loads of our money is being sent abroad, but we receive lots of money from people abroad from the US and Australia, our emigrants that had to move over to different countries.
Mm.
And equally, I know plenty of people who send money to their children that had to move to Canada, Australia and the US. So again, This movement that we're talking about isn't new. So.
All right, Hazel. Listen, that's Hazel Chew, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Thank you very much indeed. And it's not so long in our own recent history where money sent from our immigrants abroad was actually factored into our budgets in the 50s. It was a serious part of our GDP. And, you know, there are plenty of people still around and living who remember that and were part of it.